So another case we presented that to me was absolutely fascinating was a younger patient with Hodgkin lymphoma who relapsed and ended up getting a checkpoint inhibitor. And the patient had severe pneumonitis, ended up in the ICU, hypoxic, got through the whole thing. But the doc who presented it, a general oncologist who's used a lot of checkpoint inhibitors, lung cancer, et cetera, was commenting how impressive this was. But most interestingly, that the patient had had bleomycin-associated pneumonitis with upfront therapy with ABVD. And he wanted to know whether there's any correlation between the two. Craig Moskowitz is on that panel, and I guess the data doesn't support that. But what has been your experience in terms of tolerability and toxicity issues? Have you seen autoimmune problems? Have you seen pneumonitis?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, you know, these are drugs that are new to many doctors who treat primarily lymphoma. So I think some of the doctors who treat solid tumors have probably used these types of drugs for a longer period of time than we've had access to them. But, you know, I think one of the unique things about now using them for Hodgkin lymphoma is that what we're seeing is that many of these patients have very excellent benefit and very durable benefit. So in the big picture, we might actually be using them for longer periods of time for Hodgkin lymphoma than in some patients with solid tumors where they might be used on a more shorter term scale, which means that toxicities that can develop, we may not see them initially, but need to be aware that these things can develop over time. So clearly these drugs have a very unique side effect profile that doctors do need to be aware of. Autoimmune complications are certainly part of the picture of that side effect profile, and that can manifest in many ways. So we've seen pneumonitis develop. We've seen colitis develop. I recently had a patient who developed, and this was a very young patient, really interesting case actually, of a young orthopedic resident who had Hodgkin lymphoma and was receiving nivolumab in the context of a upfront clinical trial where we're trying to bring the nivolumab in prior to the ABVD. And while receiving the nivolumab, and it actually continued the drug during ABVD as well, but I stress this is a clinical trial. I wouldn't do this outside of a clinical trial. But she had been receiving the drug and developed a really profound arthritic condition, so much so that all of the joints in her body were affected to the point that she could hardly walk up the stairs. And this had been somebody who didn't miss a day of her residency training while she was getting her treatment, and then very abruptly developed this widespread arthritis that was very debilitating, which I had her actually seen by a rheumatologist who agreed that this had to be related to the nivolumab use and was an autoimmune reaction to the PD-1 inhibitor. So in her case, we did, of course, stop the drug, and she actually landed up being treated with a course of steroids. And I would say over the course of about a month of time, this actually resolved nicely and has gone on to completely resolve. But there is a wide spectrum of autoimmune phenomenon that can occur with these drugs, and they don't necessarily occur right away.
And what did you do in terms of, well, she was in a complete remission?
Yeah, so interestingly, again, within the context of this clinical trial, she had received the nivolumab prior to ABVD for a couple of months and then received it through the ABVD. This complication didn't develop until pretty much her final cycle. So she had been on the drug for about 8 months of time at that point and fortunately was actually finishing up her chemotherapy. So we didn't have to worry about giving her any more treatment at that point. What we had to do was figure out how we were going to try and improve her symptoms. And so all the drugs were stopped and she was treated with steroids and she was in a complete remission.
That trial, though, sounds really interesting. The idea of giving a checkpoint inhibitor alone before you give anything else, but being able to look at what the effect of a checkpoint inhibitor is by itself. I actually became aware of a study like that that was done in lung cancer at Memorial recently. And to my surprise, and I think the investigators, they had like 40% in lung cancer, either a CR or very good response. You would expect in Hodgkin lymphoma, maybe it'd be even better. What do we know right now about giving a checkpoint inhibitor alone upfront in HL?
Yeah, so we don't know very much. So that trial that I'm mentioning has not yet been reported, but we certainly look forward to the results. And the nice thing about that design is we will learn something about what it can accomplish upfront when given alone as a single drug, at least initially. So there's really no data to rely on right now in terms of the untreated patient population. But fortunately, that information will be coming.
That'll be fascinating to see.